SOP 235. Today we're talking about live podcasts.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005, I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. This is where we talk about all things podcasting, from planning to promoting to producing. It's all here, courtesy of the schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to reach me, it's very easy. You can email me, and we're going to be answering some emails today. It's real easy. Dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. Or if you got a microphone hanging around, you can record something and email me to that. Or if you don't have a microphone, you can call it in. 888-563-3228. That's courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. And I'm just so glad you took the time to come and play with me today. We're going to answer a couple questions. We got a question here from Kevin Hooper of couchpirates.com. He says, I have a series of podcasts at couchpirates.com, and I try to keep most production down to a minimum, as we all do. I basically add an intro and outro to the recordings right now. The gang I work with has expressed a deep desire to run short music cues, effects, and sound bites during the actual post instead of adding them in post. I work with a mixer and would like to figure out how to set up either a laptop or a MIDI controller to play short MP3s through the mixer during the actual podcast, much like a conventional radio show does. There is so little information out there on this subject. I thought I should come to you with my question. Well, Kevin, thank you very much. A couple ways to do this. I actually had a podcast a couple months ago about plugging a phone, your cell phone, into your mixer. What you can do is, it's basically a cable if you're going to plug a laptop into it, or really just about anything. And you get a stereo. It's an eighth inch on one end, so it looks like a stereo headphone jack. And on the other end, you have RCA, and you can plug that into the tape in of your mixer, and then you usually have a knob for a volume for that. So the great thing about that is almost everything you're plugging into that, be it the, you know, that you could plug it into the headphone jack of your laptop, you could plug it into the headphone jack of your iPod. If your music that you want to play, your intro and outro music, is on your iPod, you could do that. And you can adjust the volume right there. Now, another way to play live sound effects in your show is to use a program called Pod Producer. You can find this at podproducer.net. It's a pretty cool program. Now, if you're using Windows 7, when I first started using Windows 7 on my new machine, I said there's no way to record the wave out mix. That actually is incorrect. They just hit it. What you do is you go into your control panel and you go into the area that says hardware and sound. And then there's an area that says manage audio devices. So when you click on that, you would go to the recording tab. This is basically your inputs. And like mine, I show microphone. I have two microphone inputs on this particular computer. And then I have a line in. But there was no stereo mix. There was no way to say, listen to everything. Well, if you right click in that box, there's a little option that says show disabled devices. And lo and behold, under there was stereo mix. So if you want to use Pod Producer, you would actually have to turn that on. And then under playback, or no, you'd also have to make the stereo mix the default, so that when you start Pod Producer, that would work. Now, the people have asked me, why don't you record live? Because I basically record me talking, and then I mix in some audio at the beginning and some at the end. And then what I typically do is I'll leave a space of about 5 to 10 seconds in between each question or topic or whatever I'm talking about. And I do that for my audience. That's basically, if you never plan on podcasting live, you could skip this section. And how do you know when this section is over? You'll hear when the music fades in. About a minute before the end of this topic, I fade in music. That's just something I do. And I do that on all my podcasts. That doesn't mean it's the right way, but it's something I do for you. So if you ever go, yeah, not interested in it, you can simply fast forward until you hear music come in. And then you know that's basically the end of that topic. So the other thing about, I know a lot of people are starting their podcast with a live chat room. Not a fan of that either. And here's why. I hear a lot of podcasts that they're going on and they're talking about their topic. And we're like right now, we're talking about, you know, podcasting live. It's great, especially with a group because you can mix in sound effects and sometimes that will make them laugh or it's very spontaneous. And then, oh, wait, CrackerFart34 says that, you know, Jim is a poopy butt, a cracker butt 34. I hate that guy. And then what was I talking about? Wait a minute. Jim 37 says I need to lose weight. Okay, what? I don't get the live chat thing. That doesn't mean that's wrong, because I know there are times on the noagendashow.com in the morning, they have a huge following in their chat room. And sometimes they'll say, if they get a question, they go, I don't know, let's throw it out to the chat room. They also have two hosts. That's another key point there. They have two hosts. So one is actually talking while one may be manning the chat room. If you're one person and you're trying to talk and view a chat room, nah, that's not going to work. You can't multitask like that. And I've just heard many a podcast get derailed. I've heard that for people that use TalkShoe. They want to do a live podcast. Well, keep in mind that, quote, live talk radio has a screener that screens the call so you don't get the guy that calls up and says, ah, baba booey, right? So they have their place, I guess, but for me, live podcasting, like I said, the great thing about live podcasting, especially something where you're going to be mixing in sound effects, great if you're doing with a group and you're trying to be spontaneous, that's definitely has its advantages. But for me, in this situation where it's just me talking, not really my cup of tea. And I've also found some people say it's faster that way because when you get done, you're done. You basically tag it and upload it. Well, that's true, but I have found that the time I spend mixing in the music afterwards is almost the same amount of time that I spend making sure that any sound effects I make aren't too loud or too soft. So you do a little pre-production where I do all my post-production. And the bonus of post-production is I can make exactly sure that the music starts just when I want and it's just the right volume. You have complete control, where with live podcasting, you can do some control up front, but you're still, to a certain extent, kind of hoping everything turns out okay. And then, of course, if you make a mistake at the 12-minute mark of a 20-minute podcast, are you going to A, leave it in, B, start all over, or C, edit it? And if it's an MP3 file and you edit it and then save it as an MP3 file, you're going to actually lose some of your quality, because every time you save something as an MP3 file, you lose some of the quality. So even if it starts as an MP3, let's say it's an MP3 128 and you save it as an MP3 128, you actually lost a little bit. Just think of it this way. When you save something as an MP3 file, it takes a little off the top and a little off the bottom. All right, next up, got an email from George over at 1 Minute How To. Says, hey, Dave, finally got my new computer functional, and I'm now pretty much caught up with the shows to which I subscribe. Two of your subjects struck me at the same time. The first one concerned pod fading. This was a couple shows back. Said, thought I would consider the term to apply to shows that disappear without notice. That is true. If you just pod fade means, hey, I used to do a podcast, and all of a sudden it just went away. There was no notice that, hey, thanks for listening, I'm done. No, they just go away. The question of when to end a show was answered for me when I decided to end my Eclectic Mix show after 5 years. It had become a rock around my neck, as three podcasts were too many for me. I have no idea how you do it. Lots of prep. I'll give an example of one. I read stuff on my phone and send it to my email for, I'm always looking for material and I have a way to tag it. For instance, when this email came in, I put in my Gmail, I have a label that says next podcast. So when it's time to do a podcast, I just say, show me the things that are labeled next podcast, and I figure out what goes and what stays. So I made the decision that 300 was a nice round number to end things. The subject struck me because I don't know if he... So basically he ended his at the 300 show. So, and he did. So there you go. If it's a rock around your neck, especially. And then since I was talking about promotion, you can always, if you have a something that you can explain how to do in 1 minute, go over and let George know over at 1 minute how to. You not only do you get to explain your 1 minute how to, I think I've been on the show, it's either two or three times now. With, like, I know one was like how to tune your guitar or something like that. But he also gives you a chance to give a quick shout out to your podcast. So it's a great show. If you haven't heard it, it's over at 1minutehowto.com. All right, last up, just wanted to remind you that if you are looking for some promotion, go over to podcastpromoswap.com. That's going to be launching at the end of this month. Or you can check out podcastclicks.com. This is a banner rotation system that's free for podcasters only. So if I go to your website and you don't have a podcast, you're going to get rejected. So that's some free promotion as well. As we're talking about free things, you can check out podcastertoolbar.com. That's another thing, which now I've added, I think there's like four or five podcasts about podcasting on that bar. So if you want to listen to them, as well as Twitter and other fun things that you can play with, podcastertoolbar.com. But if you're looking to start a podcast, I'm telling you, the place is schoolofpodcasting.com. Step-by-step tutorials. We've got resources. We've got webinars. We had a great webinar last week. Check it out. schoolofpodcasting.com. And until next week, class is dismissed.